Now, baby boomers and a whole heap of other generations have penned millennials as the group that has no focus for their future and they only care about their feelings. I know you've seen it all over the internet. Every time the Sydney Morning Herald or someone puts up an article about this, you just read the comments section, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Well, a new report from Deloitte says the opposite is in fact true. Australians in their 20s and 30s are actually deeply concerned about the future. They don't also care for politicians saying they have little faith that people in government can fix the problems and think that there is a lot more to life than money. There's also been some other pretty surprising statistics, but to have a chat with us this morning about the research is Simone Cheung, Associate Director at Deloitte Access Economics. Simone, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tess, for having me.
So could you run us through perhaps some of the findings that you guys found from this survey?
Yeah, so the survey itself is a global survey. And from the Australian perspective, it actually found that just over a third or 39% of millennials in Australia believe they'll be better off than their parents compared to 51% globally, which is a big gap. The gap for happiness is much lower, so it's 35% versus 43% globally. So you can see that millennials in Australia are a little bit more concerned about their financial happiness compared to their parents.
Seems like a fairly pessimistic outcome, to be honest.
Yeah, given the economic growth in Australia, it is quite alarming. And I think a large part of that gap is actually driven by the high housing costs in Australia and the fact that there is actually a very high youth unemployment rate in Australia that's well above the national average.
And so as well as that, I was also reading terrorism and war were up there with two major issues that concern young people. Was that a surprising outcome at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a global concern at the moment. It was terrorism followed by climate change and protecting the environment / natural disasters. And you can see, you know, with the number of terrorist attacks, et cetera, around the world, it's definitely top of everyone's mind.
And so millennials, I also saw, they don't have a whole lot of faith in politicians to actually do anything about any of these issues. What was your opinion on those findings?
Yeah, it was surprising because there wasn't a lot of faith in both business leaders and politicians. And in fact, a lot of millennials in Australia thought that politicians were having a negative impact, not just not having a positive impact on society. And I think, you know, some of that is driven by the fact that millennials are very purpose-driven. And so the way to really engage them is giving them a purpose and you know, a purpose to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, wow. So the fact that we believe that there's a negative impact on society, that is a pretty severe jump. Do you think that that's something that the government needs to actually sort of sit up and listen to?
Yeah, definitely. If you look at from a business perspective or a political perspective, the percent of millennials who actually say what businesses should try to achieve is very different to what they think organisations are actually achieving. So, for example, you know, 29% think that businesses should be improving or protecting the environment, but only 11% actually think organisations are doing that. And it's the same across, you know, enhancing livelihoods, improving society, innovating, generating jobs and providing employment. You know, across all of those issues, people think that that's what businesses should be focused on, but no one's actually doing that at the level they're expecting.
And so do we have any indication that these concerns are potentially carrying on to some of the generations coming up under millennials?
Yeah, so the survey actually covers Gen Z as well. So the next generation down, and the results are fairly similar. In fact, Gen Z is probably a little bit more pessimistic than millennials are.
Yeah, wow. And they're only how old? How old would Gen Z be?
So it would be before 1983.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
It would be in your early, before before mid-20s.
Fair enough. And still somehow the most pessimistic group out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Simone, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
That was Simone Cheung, Associate Director at Deloitte Access Economics, about the new glimpse into millennials and their concerns in the world we live in.